Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. The episode 20-39, which is just going to be a short message this evening. As we said on, I've got Lady Liberty here with me in the studio for 20-39. Say
that's
hello.
Right. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Normally on the morning commute or segment four, but we're not going to do a segment four tonight. We're just going to do a kind of an extended happy Thanksgiving wish to all of you, the listeners, to all of our sponsors and so everyone that supports us. And we're just very, very grateful. We have much to be thankful for this weekend.
That's right.
What we said on Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, that we are going to do that show and then pre-record Friday, and then we re-aired Friday's show for the Saturday show, and then we weren't sure if we were going to be able to pull off doing a show because we're visiting friends and family and stuff this weekend, and also spent some time just together and in the Word and with the Lord.
So
we just decided, not going to try to stress over it and press it. But we do want to say hello and wishing you guys all a blessed, safe Thanksgiving weekend.
That's right. We don't want to leave you totally hanging for 2 weeks in a row.
That's right. Yeah. Last week we could not get a show out. And this week, Thanksgiving weekend. So we've got some exciting stuff coming up. Well, we will be doing the Red Ryder BB gun giveaway with the one-time pad contest. Working with the Patriots, we're a little late in the year this year to get that out the gate, but
right.
It's
but
coming.
Were we going to give away two this year?
Well, we're gonna get the details. From what I understand, the Patriot is a retired police officer who donates one of these each year, and he's from I don't know if I want to say, but he's from occupied territory, retired police officer, and he just wants to invest in the heritage of American heritage and the kids, just that the spirit of Christmas, right. And what a great way to start kids off. So we've done this will be what, 5-6 years in a row, I think. And
well, what's also really exciting about the whole realm of kids and children, as in the area of radio, is the impact that your book is having on kids as well. So
isn't that something? Well, that actually inspired something that you and I were talking about not too long ago. And I don't have enough time to do that for this Christmas, but it was a really cool testimony. So let's just wrap up the Red Ryder Christmas BB gun giveaway. We're just making a pre-announcement right now. We're going to have more details coming forth this week. Next week, we'll be in full motion. You only have a couple of weeks to get ready to practice, kids, to practice with the one-time pads, which you can do by going to amron.com or radiofreeredoubt.com, either one, and just do a search on the website for one-time pad.
That's right, because we're only 2 days away from December 1st right now. Can you even believe
amazing.
That?
But from my understanding, at least one, maybe two BB guns were dropped. And this is from the Daisy Museum.
Yeah.
And it is the Christmas the Christmas Story edition with a compass in the stock, 200-shot Red Ryder range model air rifle with the compass in the stock and this thing which tells time and everything, just like in the movie, right? Very cool. But the Patriot who received the BB guns this year apparently took it to
an engraver.
So it's going to be I'm not sure, laser engraved, with something cool and special on it. So we're excited to learn about what that's going to be this week. So you guys can go to amron.com or radiofreewithdoubt.com, type in one-time pad, and you can see previous practice one-time pads and instructions from the previous years, and just practice doing one-time pads to your heart's content. And we'll have the details with practice stuff for this year's contest.
That's right.
And we'll try to get that done so that we can announce the winners and ship off the air rifle or air rifles. Might have a first and second grand prize. Might have two grand prizes. So you'll have it in time for Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, of course, there'll be other some cool gear for kids, books and spy type stuff, and, you know, the kind of adventure type of stuff that we've had some really positive feedback from.
Yep. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. So put that on your radar. Be watching for that. One thing that was it was really cool. Yeah. One of our readers and an Amron Corps operator was reading the Partisan Operator Journals, Volume 1. And his 17-year-old son came in and said, "What are you reading?" He says, "Well, here," just hands it to him. Well, he comes in the next day. Apparently, he had read the book all the way through. He says, "I want to do what Phil did." You know, Phil is one of the main characters, not the main character in Volume 1, using an amateur radio in a civil defense type situation where a country's being invaded
yep.
by a foreign entity. And he's using his former military skills combined with his amateur radio skills. And so it's lots of really, really great feedback. It was fun to do.
Yeah, well, that's a really incredible thing, because I have heard so many different operators, and, you know, it seems like the majority of operators are, I don't know, 60 years old and older for the most part. And so I've heard so many of them saying that they don't even know how they would get the younger generation interested in ham and into the whole, you know, radio aspect yeah. of things. But I think that your books will spark some interest in the younger generations.
So. And it already has, and that's yeah. exciting. So, and we're getting more younger Amron Corps operators.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, that's really cool too. But yeah, usually white males, mid-50s is their, you know, average.
Retired, an awful lot of retired.
Yeah, yep. That's because they have the time yep. and money to finally do this hobby that they've always wanted to do.
But, yep.
just like all the other hobbies, right? Boating or motorcycle riding or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Wood shop. They finally get the ultimate wood shop they always dreamed of when they're 60.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's cool. All right. Now, what else did we have? Something else of encouragement. We wanted to leave you guys with something encouraging because, you know, there's a, let me read this text in this chat group that I'm in. And there is a patriot that's, you know, feeling down, like we're seeing a lot. So this is what she writes. "I need some spiritual guidance today. Something uplifting about the state of our nation and this stupid election. Any thoughts?" She's right where a lot of people are right now. And I just need some encouragement and some, you know, some uplift, to be uplifted. We're covering this every morning.
Right.
And we are bringing some encouraging news that the mainstream media won't talk about. They're not talking about. Even a lot of conservative talk shows are basically saying, "Yeah, it's not looking good for Trump. Yeah, yeah. Well, bummer. I was hoping he'd win." Like as if he's lost, like as if it's a foregone conclusion. They're falling for it because they're watching the mainstream slipstream propaganda machine, which is exactly what it is. It's the mainstream media. So, but there's a lot of really encouraging things. We're going to be covering every morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time, the morning commute, with up-to-date stuff on this coup that is
That's right.
going on right
That's
now.
Right. Well, and our news is truth in the news. And so people that are listening to our show have hope. You know, I mean, we're telling them the truth. We're not lying to everybody like the mass media and saying that, oh, there is no voter fraud and Biden has won, you know,
right.
Prematurely making this false assessment of this election, this fraudulent election.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's no wonder that people are depressed listening to all of the lies. And so we're telling the truth, and the truth is looking very, very positive. In fact, the exact opposite of what you're hearing in the mass media, and that is so depressing. And so, yeah, oh my gosh, there's so much evidence, and it's being presented in all of these lawsuits that were started last week, and they are really filleting them.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, they are. This is where
big time.
Several different unrelated experts are saying, yeah, if this makes it into court, this will overturn the election.
Yep.
I mean, it's very clear. And there's multiple different prongs, different arms, the Kraken, right?
Yes.
But the multiple different facets to this all independently could potentially overturn the election if they were admitted into court. But now you have multiple of these things, each on its own merit could overthrow the court. It couldn't even stand.
Right. In fact, there's a research corporation, I guess. They're called Voter Integrity Project, and they're ran by Matt Brainerd, who is, oh my gosh, they've got so much voter fraud evidence. And the way he describes it is that all the analysis we've done doesn't really require you to say, trust me, about a magical mathematical formula or some pattern we discovered or something that supposedly happened in the software of the voting machines, Brainerd said. He goes on to say, I can give you the list of the people who voted in this election who filed national change of address cards in Georgia, moving themselves to another state. And I can also show you the subsequent state voter registrations of these individuals in other states who then cast early or absentee ballots back in Georgia. I can show you the names of the people and the records of them having voted in multiple states and the raw data that the states make available. So this isn't speculative. This is just what the data shows. So he's got the hardline copy. He's got names. He's got proof from all the states where people are voting across multiple states with these absentee ballots. And so, it also describes that this evidence is showing, it says, this data has been used to identify hundreds of thousands of potentially fraudulent ballots in the states where we filed litigation. And and there, all of their information is cut and dry, black and white, and proof. And and is being used across multiple lawsuits by several different attorneys, and also the FBI just today just requested that all of their evidence be sent to them, especially in lieu of Trump's comment about now they're going to hurry up now that Trump tweeted or talked to Business Insider and said that the DOJ and FBI are in on the ploy to rig the election, and so and also that they've been missing in action in his legal battle, and which they have. So they're about ready to be roasted for not doing their job, but not doing anything at all. And so now they're scrambling to get all of Voter Integrity Project's evidence just to make it look like they've been doing something when they haven't.
That's right. That's right.
So
much, our heritage, our history, all of that could be washed away, wiped out in this, if this coup were to be successful for the new America and the global reset that they have in mind. America is over. Statues, our history, our heritage, they're going to rewrite the books. They're going to continue rewriting the books, but they're going to try to wash this out. And we need to hold on to our heritage like never before and fight for it, because they're trying to tell – and the last president, the previous president who shall not be named, tried telling us, that's not who we are as Americans. That's not who we are, clinging to our guns and Bibles, and that's not who we are.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, you know, I beg to differ. I want to share something really cool that was sent to me by a patriot this morning, and I really love this guy. God bless. He's a great brother. He's an Amron Corps operator. He's been, you know, just a long-time faithful person in my life, he sent this to me this morning. Reading through various vintage sermons, I come across great nuggets like this. God be with you this Sunday. And this is what he wrote. This is a quote from a sermon from 1775. Okay? Look back, therefore, with reverence. Look back to the times of ancient virtue and renown. Look back to the mighty purposes which your fathers had in view when they traversed a vast ocean and planted this land. Recall to your mind their labors, their toils, their perseverance, and let their divine spirit animate you in all your actions. Look forward to distant posterity. Figure to yourselves millions and millions to spring from your loins, who may be born free men or slaves, as heaven shall now approve or reject your counsels. Think that on you it may depend whether this great country in ages hence shall be filled and adorned with a virtuous and enlightened people, enjoying liberty and all its concomitant blessings, together with the religion of Jesus, or covered with a race of men more contemptible than the savages that roam the wilderness. Reverend William Smith, 1775.
Wow, cool.
Man, what a great sermon. Look back at the men whose visions, you know, for this country. And it does. It depends on us. It's on our shoulders what this country is going to look like. And we're willing to fight for it. But we have to be. Then there was, there was a wonderful thing that from Lynn Wood that's involved in this lawsuit. You remember that?
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Okay, so let me pull this up as well, because these are the people that are fighting for you and me right now, and they are fighting for, they're fighting this monster. This is from Lynn Wood, one of the attorneys that's working with Sidney Powell. And he tweets this last, I think it was Thursday. And it says, I am one man. Sidney Powell is one woman. But we know 80 plus million patriots stand with us, and Almighty God reigns over all. We intend to make a difference. And then he quotes Isaiah 6:8, which says this, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. That's Isaiah 6:8. And
that's awesome.
Who we need to be. When the Lord says, who can I send?
Exactly.
We all should be our hands in the air. Ooh, yep. Pick me. Send me. Send me, Lord.
Yep.
And that's the boldness and the courage that we need to have right now. We need to be the ones that are yelling, pick me.
Yeah, in fact, that is the very verse that drug me into this whole battle way back in the end of 2005.
That's right.
I went, you know what? That just brought tears to my eyes, thinking that God would be looking for somebody, and he couldn't find anybody. And so I remember I said a prayer. I was like, you know, Lord, if you ever need somebody, you can call on me, and I will serve you fearlessly. And, well, yes. Boy,
and
then
you
it
did.
Started.
Yep, you did.
Yep.
So, yeah, don't.
15 years later, here we are.
I know. So when you put your hand up and say, ooh, Lord, pick me, remember.
Be prepared.
You're going to need the full armor of God, which is also covered in Ephesians 6:10-20. And that is another scripture that was sent out by the Patriots today in response to the one gal who was saying, boy, I need some encouragement right now with this stupid election. It's more than a stupid election. It is a coup attempt.
Yep.
It's an attempt to overthrow the executive branch of our government.
Yes, and we are not going to stand for it.
Through fraud, through deception, through communist-backed, communist-influenced, a very diabolical plan, really, to remove the primary obstacle to the global reset that they're calling for. They're calling this, that the COVID really is the part of the strategy for implementing this global reset that they want. Trump is in the way. So we have a two-pronged attack. We're going to talk about this tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Let's talk about this tomorrow morning. This is exactly what, So put on the full armor of God. If you guys haven't done so in a while, look at Ephesians 6:10-20. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. That's what we're up against right now. When I say this is a diabolical plan, diabolical, the root word diablo, okay, diabolical plan means it's of the devil. And that these are the devil's schemes is what we're seeing right now.
Right.
Against the rule of law and the lies. It's the battle of lies and deception against the rule of law and to implement a world system.
Against God.
Against God. It's a war against God and his people, which is us. So, anyway, that's but do be encouraged.
Be encouraged and read Zephaniah chapter 3. It'll lift you up for sure.
Zephaniah 3. Man, that's a lot of reading. No, it's good for you.
Well, for those who might be low in spirit,
a little ambitious. Look, you already finished the partisan operator journals. You're trying to figure out, man, what can I read now? There you go. You got your reading assignments. Yep. Hopefully, you guys had a pen and paper. So, this is a very short one segment, just about 20, 22 minutes for
closing to Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep. The episode 20-39. So you guys have a blessed rest of your week and look forward to seeing you in the mornings at the morning commute. And lots to follow, lots to cover. And I'll try to keep the website updated too.
Yes, that's right.
I have to set up a Parler account. Darn it. I hate social media. But we're sick of Facebook. We're going to dump them. We're going to dump them like a bad habit.
That's right.
Because that's what they are, a bad habit.
Well, and we need to at least take after India, who is currently banning everything China. Everything. TikTok, every single Chinese app, they're banning all of it. And they're dumping a ton of social media, even if it's not Chinese. They're cleaning house.
And we shouldn't be following them.
I know,
they should be following us.
Exactly.
We should be leading the way on that.
They're making an excellent stand, though, and I just have to say, good job, India.
Yeah. Well, hey.
You know, and we should be doing the same thing.
Yep. Well, very good. Okay, well, there you go, folks. You have a blessed, safe week, and we'll talk to you this week in the morning commute. And this is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.
And good night to all of you. And thank goodness we made it through Thanksgiving.